And then on Sunday, it's the centenary of Home Hill. Now, if you're new to the area, you may not know who Home Hill is or where it is. It's actually a residence in Devonport that once was occupied by the Prime Minister of Australia. When he was the Prime Minister, none of this lobbying in the lodge in Canberra or Kirribilli when you're in Sydney. It was Home Hill in Devonport for our Prime Minister back in the 30s. His name was Joe Lyons. And the home, obviously, a lot of history involved in it. It's owned by the Devonport City Council when his wife, the late Domina Lyons, died. I'm pretty sure she gifted it to the council. It's managed now by the National Trust, owned by the council, and Teasdale is the manager, and she joins me now. G'day, Anne.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
All right. First of all, I just got to ask, was I pretty right there in the background?
That was absolutely perfect.
Okay, good. Okay, well, we're on the same song sheet, which is really good. Centenary on Sunday, but you've been celebrating it all year pretty well, so this is really the culmination, isn't it?
That's right. We've had a whole heap of small events going on through the year, and this is where we bring it all to a finish, I suppose. I think Joe and Enid moved into the house in early October in 1916, so that's when we thought this would be a good time to celebration.
I was a bit out there with my dates when I said the 30s, but I think that might have been when he was the Prime Minister, perhaps.
That's exactly They built the house in 1916, just after they were married, but he was just in State Parliament then as the Minister for Education, then became Premier and then went on to be Prime Minister after that, so he was Prime Minister.
What you're doing on Sunday to sort of culminate the centenary celebrations is you're having a centenary garden fete. Now, this is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a garden fete as they used to hold them 100-odd years ago.
Well, a little bit, yes. It's, we've sort of got a lot of things happening on the day. We're having some entertainment, musical entertainment. We've got vintage cars here. We've got steam engines working, some steam machinery. We've got some activities for kids going on. We're having a retro, well, maybe not net retro, but an upcycled fashion parade. So a lady's got a lovely collection of things that she's bought over the years of sort of recycled clothing. She's going to do that. We're having an art auction. We've got brass bands and pipes and drums and vocal groups, crescendo choir are here, market stalls all through the garden. Garden store, so we'll have plant sales and things as well. So it's
going to be an awesome day, isn't it? Yeah, and the throwback to the years gone by, you're going to have working lace making and spinning and embroidery displays as well. So all that sort of stuff was done by hand back in the day.
That's exactly right, and Damina did a lot of it herself, so it'll be nice to have that all happening in the house. I think it's kind of fitting, really.
It is. Now, you've got house tours also happening on Sunday, but they happen right throughout the year. So for people that haven't been there before, probably not don't want thousands of people rocking up for the first time on Sunday, but other than Sunday, what are the other times they can come and actually look through the house?
Well, we do open every day from Wednesday through to Sunday at 2 o'clock. We do a public tour. We can do tours outside that time, but I do need a phone call and we can book that, for people. But just as a general tour, 2 o'clock each day from Wednesday to Sunday.
Now, the Centenary Garden Fete on Sunday, it's $10 for adults, children under 16 free. So it's a pretty cheap day with entertainment and a bit of history thrown in as well.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we didn't want to sort of, charge too much for it. And like you said, entertainment's free once you're in the gate. Bring some money to spend at market stalls, of course. We've got a big white elephant stall ourselves. There are lots of service groups here to talk about what they do in the community. We've got the Soroptimists and Zonta and Probus, CWA, Girl Guides, all those sorts of people. There are also a lot of artists working here as well. So we've got the Northwest Art Circle selling some of their work, a lot of artisans. So it should be, it's fabulous.
It's going from 10 till 4. I'm starting to wonder how you're going to squeeze all this into 6 hours, just to be honest.
I know, it's a very big day.
Yeah.
If you could see me now, you'd know I haven't slept for a week or two.
I know you've been terribly busy, and I do appreciate you giving me your time this afternoon. For people who haven't been to the house before, of course, it's very much preserved like it was in the 1930s. And I guess these days, Dame Enid would be considered a hoarder, but back then she was just a collector. She kept everything, didn't she?
She was very clever. When she decided to leave the house in public hands, she actually chose the pieces she wanted to leave in the house to show people what she and Joe had done, I suppose, over their time in Parliament. And so she selected beautifully to leave us enough things to tell a great story with. And everything's got a story in the house. We're really lucky at the moment that we've got a lot of Lyons family members involved as well, descendants of Joe and Enid. And
they had 12 or 13 children, didn't they?
They had 12.
12, yeah.
49 grandchildren.
Wow.
And we have some of the grandchildren volunteering for us, which is just amazing.
Mm.
And I think every time they come, they tell us something new, and that just gives us even more to, you know, to bring the house to life with, which is just fabulous.
Well, back in the 30s, the Prime Minister, in some respects, was almost treated like royalty, and everywhere they went, they got given gifts, like happens with the royals. And I know from having looked inside the house myself, there's a lot of stuff there that was actually given to Sir Joe as gifts. Really beautiful antique pieces now, though, of course.
Oh, they're fantastic. And I have to correct you there. He was never Sir Joe.
Okay.
He used the knighthood three times. He was a politician with a lot of principles.
Right.
But
his wife was Dame Enid, wasn't she?
She was. Yep. She was a dame in her own right.
Okay,
she was,
right.
Given a damehood for a service she did for Australia through the Depression. So he never accepted a knighthood, which makes them both really special.
It does.
She would still be the most highly decorated woman in Australia. She was a Dame of Australia as well, so as well as the British Empire.
Well, maybe we might see her on one of the new banknotes. We've got the $5 just been replaced, and they're telling us they're going to replace them all, so we should be lobbying to get Dame Enid on a banknote.
I would think that would be a grand idea.
Okay, let's start today then. We'll start lobbying for that.
That's right. I think that's fantastic. We will do that.
Well, I stand corrected. I stand corrected about Joe's title. I just naturally assume because she was a dame that he was a sir.
I know, and that is often, people do assume that, and then, you know, understandably, but no, it's pretty special that she was a dame in her own right when she was only 43, I think.
Yeah.
She was only 40 years old, yeah.
Look, I would thoroughly recommend it to anyone that hasn't been on the northwest coast to see Home Hill. It's something quite unique to the coast and something you should have a look at least once or twice in your life. And I hope the weather's fine, reasonable for you on Sunday at least anyway. You get a huge crowd, and after Sunday evening you can put your feet up and relax and sit back and reflect on 100 years of Home Hill.
Thank you, Martin. Yeah, I hope so too.